President Trump tweeted today that he's feeling great. And White House physician Sean Conley says the president is reporting no symptoms, even though he is not out of the woods yet with the coronavirus. Returning to the White House from the hospital last night, the president tweeted out this message about COVID-19.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
About 210,000 Americans have died after contracting COVID-19 and millions infected. And NPR national correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Tonya.
This morning, the president in a tweet again erroneously compared the coronavirus to the seasonal flu. Last night, he climbed the White House stairs, publicly took off his mask, and then was in close proximity to staff as they videotaped his return. What's been the reaction to all of this?
Well, his critics and public health experts say that he is being irresponsible to tell people not to be afraid of COVID. It's no big deal. He even tweeted that he feels better than he did 20 years ago, as if it's a kind of youth serum to get COVID. So he's gotten a lot of criticism for that. But White House aides say that removing his mask when he returned to the White House is not a big deal. Alyssa Farah, who's a White House press aide, said that the president wanted to project a, quote, image of strength. That's why he appeared on the balcony and took off his mask. So, you know, that's what the message they want to send. And there's critics who say he's sending exactly the wrong message for people.
Well, I mentioned a little bit of what White House physician Sean Conley said about the president's condition today. But what's the latest that we know about the president's health?
Well, what we know is that the president is healthy enough to do a lot of tweeting. He's been doing that today. But he also said, Sean Conley, the president's doctor, said he had a restful first night at the White House. He has no symptoms. But yesterday he told us that Trump was not out of the woods yet. It's really important to watch him over the weekend. He said that we're in a bit of uncharted territory because the president is getting some therapies and drugs earlier in the course of illness than most people do.
There's also an outbreak in the White House. What more can you tell us, and what precautions are being taken to keep staff safe?
There's no doubt that there's more mask wearing right now at the White House. And according to Franco Ordonez, our reporter who is physically there today, it's very quiet. The lights are on in the press area. Some staffers are working at the White House. We know that other ones have been allowed to work from home. There's not a whole lot of difference at the White House. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of staffers that are nervous about getting COVID, so more mask wearing, that's the biggest difference that we can see.
And are there any updates on the conditions of some of the others who have tested positive for coronavirus? Chris Christie, Melania Trump, Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah, well, there has been a lot of White House aides and outside consultants like Chris Christie who've gotten it. We know that Chris Christie went to the hospital. We know that Melania Trump has been described as doing fine. Kellyanne Conway also appears to be working from home. Her daughter has posted messages on TikTok and other social media platforms that she has also gotten COVID. But we also know that Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary, has gotten COVID. A military aide is reported to have gotten it. And what we don't know is what about the support staff, mostly Black and Hispanics, mostly older individuals who work in the West Wing or in the residence, they might have been exposed too.
Do you know if there are any contact tracing efforts happening in the White House or with health officials?
Well, that's one of the big questions. We don't have any evidence that the White House is doing anything more than minimal contact tracing, and they're not asking the CDC to help them. Contact tracing is basically where you try to notify people who might have come into contact with an infected individual that they should get tested and that they should potentially quarantine, but that is not happening.
Mm-hmm. Mara, the president insisted in his video message also that vaccines would be available momentarily, but that's not at all certain. Today's New York Times reports how White House officials are blocking FDA safety guidelines that could slow down the rollout of a vaccine until after the election. Is this a White House that recognizes that this election right now seems to have boiled down to just one issue, really, the president's illness and his handling of it?
I think so. There's really no avoiding that right now. He tried very hard before he got sick to try to make this election about something else other than his leadership in the pandemic. But right now, the White House and the Trump campaign appears to want to make the president's illness into a metaphor. He's tough. He's strong. Mm-hmm. He beat it. Mm-hmm. It's not so bad. But that strategy depends on his continuing to improve. And we're just going to have to wait and see about that.
Mara Liasson is NPR's national political correspondent. As always, thank you.
Thank you.